proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. In this concluding series about Jesus Christ and the Jewish feasts, we look at how the Savior interacted with other of the feasts. The Jewish religious holidays observed by Jesus Christ and his Jewish countrymen included a series of annual festivals, occasions which God described in the 23rd chapter of Leviticus as, quote, holy convocations. Jesus Christ, who after all was made of a woman, made under the law, according to Galatians chapter 4. Jesus Christ lived and interacted with people familiar with the Jewish religious holidays. To what extent did these feasts impact the ministry of Jesus Christ? There are a number of Jewish holidays that make no mention of Jesus Christ participating in. For example, there's no mention of him participating in the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, or on the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, participating in the worship services common to those days. Yet, the Lord's earthly ministry featured elements contained in both of those Jewish feasts and holidays. The ceremonies associated with the Jewish New Year feature the repeated sounding of trumpets. That intonation is intended to turn Jewish hearts toward repentance. The very first message preached by Jesus Christ, a sermon contained in the first chapter of Mark's Gospel, the very first message preached by Jesus Christ featured the call for repentance. He said, quote, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel," unquote. Observances for the Day of Atonement required Jews to seek for divine redemption and forgiveness of their sins. In Leviticus chapter 23, God instructed the Jewish people that they needed to, quote, "afflict your souls, and offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And ye shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before the Lord your God," unquote. Jesus Christ's substitutionary death on the cross of Calvary atoned for the sins of mankind. As Peter wrote in the first chapter of his first epistle, quote, "Ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot," unquote. The Gospels also make no mention of the holiday known as Purim, a festival relating to how God delivered the Jewish people from the devices of Haman during the days when the Jews were subject to the Persian Empire. Nor did the Gospels contain references to other special days, such as the fast day known as the Tisha B'Av, a day in which the Babylonian armies destroyed the first temple. Such a circumstance did not necessarily indicate that Jesus Christ played no important role in connection with these holidays. As John pointed out in the final words of his Gospel, quote, "There are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, should they be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written," unquote. The elements connected with observing the Jewish feasts pointed to some aspect of the person or the work of Jesus Christ. In many cases, his appearances during those holidays emphasized some feature related to those celebrations. By such a means, the Savior taught his Jewish contemporaries about how he himself functioned as the object lesson to which the Old Testament feast pointed. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.